the paragraph of the Ramban where he begins to take issue with the Rambam's perspective of Osasur. And the Ramban is going to quote literally from all over Shas, just to give you a sense of how in awe the Gedolim were of the Ramban's incredible breadth. At some point later in Shir, hopefully I'll refer to this Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk of Osasur. And he introduces a Pshat in the Rambam, which, you know, maybe Pshat in the Rambam, maybe not, but he starts by beginning with the words Re'isi Levarbas Adasa Rambisha Rashav, and he says about Ramban, Herech Ba'otzem Topulo, Litcho Zem, Erayos Ravos, Atzmu Misaper. So that's exactly what we're beginning to look at today. Erayos Ravos, Atzmu Misaper. If nothing else, besides for all whatever lumbus we can extract here, you can get a lot of Akias by learning Sagas Ramban, Sefer Mitzvahs, all of them really, but this is a perfect example how you get humble, but you also hopefully you learn. You pick up a lot of interesting ideas this way. So we left off, I'm going to start again from that paragraph. The Hine Bekan Hevi Osanu Mesha Chayinu, right? See it? In the classic Sefer Mitzvahs of Frank Rambam, it's Daf Yud Ches. In the other editions, you'll have to find the paragraph. Hine bekan hevios en meshech ha'inyan. Ledaber b'mashe harav matmiya. We're going to read a lot today, so I'm going to read quickly. If I'm going too fast, you can, you know, tell me to slow down. This part we actually read, so I may not read every last word, but he's going to quote the Rambam as far as the Rambam here and the Rambam in other places, who takes the opinion that, takes the view that everything goes into Lo Sasur, everything meaning to say that not just the drush of Chazal, but also a takana of Chazal, be it a siyag, be it a takana to do a mitzvah, it's all Lo Sasur. That is Lo Sasur, not a smach of Lo Sasur. That's Lo Sasur. And therefore, to the extent that it meets other criteria of Zakin Mamre, it would have the halachas of Zakin Mamre. If he rebels against whatever that is, that halacha, that goes into the din of Zakin Mamre. So, and he quotes the Rambam here, and the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, and Kanas, and Hagos, all these are Lo Sasur. And he's going to take strong issue with it. The Masha Rab Matmiya Al Sano, who's that Sal Savor? Whether it's mitzvos, Mikra Megillah Nechanaka, whether it's Takanas Usiyagim, Basa Opachalav, Shnius Larayas, whether it's Kumbasei, three Tfilis Bechoyom, Mea Brachas, Luof Sheva Begvulin, whether it's Losasei, Mishum Shavus, Yom Tifshene Begola, Tishabav, whatever we find that we're bound by what the Chacham said, that's based on Losasa. And he says, this is what the Rambam is alluding to here when he says, "Koma shetziva chacham lasoso, koma shemenaunu minenu nema moshe b'sinai shetzavenu lasoso." V'omri isala piatosh yerucha, and the Rambam works it into the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, that each part of the pasuk is referring to another aspect of the Rabbanus. We saw this. Let's go to the next paragraph. Achen kasa v'od b'lashon hazeh b'mitzvos kofayin dalet. So the Rambam is here. The Rambam is in Sefer Mitzvos kofayin dalet al osasur, and that yishve shemar telas kosh yerucha. Since Davena Lishmo Bekobe's Nagada Lasas Komashi Itzavu. Doesn't matter whether it's something that they are deriving from the Hekish or something that they accept to be part of the Torah, some Takana, Chizukadas. He quotes this also from B'tchilas Chiburu Hagado. This is what the Rambam has right before the beginning of the first halacha, in the first Sefer of the Rambam. So he repeats the minyan hamitzvahs hakatzar, and then he has a couple of sentences. He says, these are the mitzvahs, and then there are other mitzvahs midrabanan, and they're part of Lo Sasur. And that's what he's quoting here. V'yesh mitzvahs acheros, v'neschachu achrim matan Torah, v'kavu osam neviyim, v'chachamim, v'pashtu b'chal Yisrael, kigom yikam Megillah, v'chanaka, v'tishabah, v'tiyos yedayim, v'ervin. These are mitzvahs that we're mechuyev to abide by, to embrace, v'shamram, shenem Lo Sasur. Umevur mizaod in Sefer Shoftim in Mamrim, Kalashna Zen, he quotes the Ram over there, whether it's Lamdum in Piashmua, Tarshabal Peh, whether it's Beachas Minamidus Shetun Dreshus Behem, whether it's Yaga Torah, Lemaisa Shah, Xeris Takanus Minhagos, all these things, mitzvahs aseh l'shmo lehem, v'over klachas mehem, over below sasi. Harehu omer. Apiator sheyorucha, that's referring to gzeres min hagos. Sheyor ben l'rabim, k'nei l'chazik hadas. Asher yorucha means they're going to guard you. This is how we're going to protect the religion. U'lesakin ha'olam. V'ala mishpat, asher yomucha, that's what they're going to learn out from Yidgim Amidos. Nikodem sheyagidu l'cha, that's kabolish and piyish. Ko eil divya rab. Okay. V'nishchayev od l'fizos hashita. What follows from this, loma, she'nasu zokin mamrei al gzeres v'atakonos. So if Zokin Mamre is going to take issue with some aspect of a gzeir of Chazal, as long as it has some association with Kares, that's an important condition that we learn out. Because after all, it's part of L'Sasr. If you call over L'Sasr, that's the din. Imhorab is Zadon, that's Zokin Mamre. In other words, Zokin Mamre is the one who rebels against the what we know to be L'Sasr. The Chaimis is based in, based on all the halachas of Zokin Mamre, Isha Shiasa Bezardon, and so on. The Raha Rabbi Daito Kozer Shul Kain, the Kasvam Mefurash, and it's not just what I'm implying from the Rambam, it's the Rambam himself who says it. The Chainim Cholok Aleim Begzeira Min Agzeiros, Shigazru Bedava Shiyesh Bo. There has to be some association with Shigaz El Chatas with Donal Kares, and the Rambam has the example as follows. Go Shiiter Sachamets Biomar Ba'asar Bishashishis. So the Rambam Paskins, and this Rambam is important maramokum for you guys to know about, because there really are two ways to learn pshat in this Rambam. There's what the Magid Mishnah says, and there's other ways of a Chanan's pshat, and it could be it's a Radbaz versus Magid Mishnah, and a lot of Nosei Kelim on either side could be Kimedayik from the Ramban a certain way, but let's go slow. The Rambam says the following over there, that if you have a case of a Zokin Mamre, namely that Chazal said that we know Midoraisa after the sixth hour, that's when Chametz becomes Aser on Erev Pesach, ready in the middle of the day on Yudalid Nisan. What did the Chametz say? After the fourth hour, you no longer can do what? Eat. In the fifth hour, Issahana. So now the Rambam says that if the Zokin Mamre is Matir Chametz B'yomar Ba'asar B'Shashishis, in other words, that's what we call after the fifth hour, the sixth hour, in other words, so really it's Asar B'Hana, and he says it's Mutar B'Hana. Hiter Zachametz B'Shashishis, O Asar B'Hana B'Shachamishis, meaning to say, really right now it's Mutar B'Hana B'Shachamishis, right? It's only after Bachila. Harei Zachayim Misa. Now, the question to consider is why. So the basic idea is it's a little sus, I understand. But where does it fit within the principle that you need don't know kares, as the Rambam himself mentions before, right? They have to have a situation of don't know kares v'shigas l'chatas. So we know achilas chametz of the, you know, chametz of course of the raisa that has kares. But this is not Chametz D'oraisa. So what makes this a Zokin Mamre vis-a-vis the condition of union of Zdomo Kares? So there are two ways that one can learn here. One pshat is what seems in the Kesef Mishnah, and that is the fact that there could be an afgamina here for Kares. How so? If a Chametz say it's worthless, so that means you can't catch an issue with him. So what would happen if he gives it to a woman at the time the Chama asserted it, Bahana? So now there's no Kiddushin. And what will happen now as a result of that, if he'll give Kiddushin to another woman, that will be a Kiddushin. And then if there'll be Znus, so there'll be a penalty of Kares. Right? But all of this is assuming because the first Kiddushin wasn't Tofes. But if the first edition was Tofei, I mean, if the first edition wasn't Tofei, the second was. If the first edition was Tofei, then the second one was Amizana. In other words, so the point is, it's maybe we decourage because of an afgamina that could come out of this. It's one way to read the Rambam. The other way to read the Rambam is that the very fact that this, the Shem HaYisr, is Chametz, and Chametz is associated with Kares, doesn't mean that this particular Inyan has Kares in it. in a practical way. It just means that the association of the Isser is Kares. Is there another Rambam around for Yoni? See if there's a... See if... you know what? Here's one. Let me pick this one. You have to find the right place. So anyway, this is an important inyan to bear in mind. How to learn Shach. Let me just take a read you for the, from the Kesef Mishnah here. In the Kesef Mishnah says one way. So if a chain, so on. Gavas a poshut ba'atzmo. Shekevan she mekadesh b'chametz mishchametz mishay shalos l'mala in choshen kedushin. Have a machok gezeh b'davas shechayamos don't occur if shigas hachatos. All right. Anyway, but the point is that you can have a little sasser on in yanim d'ravana. Now says the Ramban. Now here's here he begins his assault. And he begins with a nice idiom, which I looked up the marker for the Lashon. You know, the Ramban is using Lashonis of Psukim. It's all, sometimes quite obvious, and you wonder where the Pasuk is. Not everything of a Mitzayim in parentheses, so I have to try to track it down. V'ini harav bone choma gevoha saviv v'divri chachamim. He's building a tall wall around the chachamim's words to give it a little susser status. Aval hi keperetz nofel Nava the Choma Niskava Asha Pisa Mutesa Yabo Shivra. Okay, what is all this? And he goes on, because it's really going to fall and collapse. It's a big wall, but the wall is going to collapse. So the Ramban knew Tanakh backwards and forwards. Yishaya Lamed, not Av Torah, so everyone's excused for not knowing the Pasuk, including myself. Yeah, Yishaya Lamed is the mocker for the Melitza. It's Yishaya giving Musa to Klal Yisrael because they're putting too much faith in other things, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he writes in Pasuk Yud Gimel there, Lachain yia lachem ha'avon hazeh keferetz nofel niv'eh v'choma nisgava zepisom lepesa yavo shivra. Okay, if you have a wall and there's a little break in the wall, whatever point, and it's like extra, you know, it's opened, and that's going to cause the entire wall to come collapsing down. Okay, that's the Melitza the Ramban is using here on the Rambam. So the Rambam built a choma gevoha saviv l'divrei chachamim, but you should know it's keperetz nofel, as the pasuk says. Niv'eh, Rashi says, one pshat means it's exposed. Niv'eh, we're in Bava Kama now, maveh, niv'eh, shein, okay. Niv'eh b'choma nisgava asher pisa mupesa yavo shiva. It's all going to come crashing down. Why? L'fishi sfar nifsedes brov mekomis b'talmud. And here he goes. Are you ready? I'm going to go for a ride now. For the Rambam, the implications are just totally against everything we know, which suggests that a Drabanan is on a lesser scale than a Doraisa. And he's going to quote Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, going through Shas here. And it, clearly, we're not talking about a little Sas or a Doraisa. Ki hinei ledaito. Let's go. According to the Rambam, it should follow. And we could be, the truth is, we learned it really well, we had more time. Every one of these examples and the way the Ramban phrases it, you know, we could look up and we could, in the day again, becomes it so good for itself. And now we're not going to be able to do that. Here and there will be more what we could, but basically, let's see what he says. Kine ledaita. Hamishtamesh v'mechuber. Kigon shenismach al ha'ilan. So you lean on a tree. What kind of an avera was it? A drabana. We're talking about Shabbos, of course. Do you move a needle? It shouldn't get ruined in the sun. Again, violation of a nisa muktza, total muktza. Oh, sh'amar l'goy v'asa. What is it we're talking about now? Mirul Akum. An interesting diuk, a very nice marmokum. You should just start tuck away somewhere. The medayik well. Sh'amar l'goy v'asa. Who's going to be medayik something in the words? Ah, damir la'akum is an iser when the akum does the malach. One could have said, damir la'akum is a shvus, just the fact that I said on Shabbos to the guy to do something, whether or not he ended up doing it, but that was my violation. Rashi says in one place, the iser is based on v'davar davar, v'mtzuchefzecha, v'davar davar. The very fact that I'm talking to him about a weekday activity, that's the iser, whether or not he did it. But the Ramban apparently goes with a different approach. There are other svaras given for Amir L'Akum being Asr. Some say Nasa Shlucho, even though generally Ein Shlichos L'Akum, but the Inyan is that it's considered like he's acting on my behalf. So that means he has to do the Malacha. When he does the Malacha for me, I'm violating an Isr of Shavuos. The Ramban apparently assumes that's only when he does it. Or Ba'afu of Siya P'siya Gasa. So there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about showing respect to Shabbos. It says also over there, we learn out from those psukim that a person should walk with a normal stride. Now it's a psia gasa, we have in his nears like that. Hiluchach pei benachas. Shiro yehiluchach kishabes, kiluchach lechol. So psia gasa is an isim adivik kabbalah. So what, even a psia gasa, over who, on what, according to the Rambam, we should follow. What did you violate? Al asei v'alosa, asei minat Torah. In other words, the asei is the shamat alasas kechor apia Torah sheyelucha that you have to do, and the losa is losas minat davar. So you have the asei and the losa of losasur for all these drabbanas, which means what would that would follow? And it was a mice involved, right? The ra'uyhu lokos malchus aboy. So then, what's the halacha if you violate a lav? You get malchus. Oh, okay, but there's a way out of the Malkus. El Shepata Harav Sham B'Sefer Shoftim, the Rambam writes over there in the Perek Aleph Halacha Beis that there's no Malkus. Why? Nishanitan Las Haras Mises Beis Din. The Rambam says there, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, anyone who doesn't do according to what the Chum said, Ope Belo Sasei, and it goes on where it includes all these different categories. But the Rambam continues and says, but there won't be Malkus. Why? Because since a lab can sometimes, you know, be connected to an avera of Mises Beis, and then you won't get Malkus if, you know, in other situations. The lab is used up. Shekol Chacham Hamames, and no, I'm sorry, what's the Peshat exactly? Because since if you do it as a Zaki Mamre, this person is going to get Chenek. So therefore, if you just do it Stamazai, you violate that saying of Losasi, but there won't be Malkus because it's miyuchat for the Misa, and if the Ilav is sort of available for the Misa of a Zaki Mamre, you can't use it for the Malkus of a Stama person. Clear? That's what he means. Nitan Lasas Misas Beisdin. That's what the Ram writes there. Vinei Lidvar Loka Hu Lidasa Omer Bim Talmud Lafshin is on these Beisdin Lokan Alam Kmoshuiz Gaperk Mishachshach. There's a Manda Omer that says that even if the Lav is there and available for giving a person Misa in a particular instance, it could still be used to Malkus. So it comes out, every Drabbanan, Kodar Mandam, will get Malkus. There's a lot here to talk about. Let me just give you the scope of what Drabbanan is going to ask. But just to, I want to remind you of an important question that Rabbi Chanan asked in Kuntus Divi Sofim, and that's in light of what we had last year. That the Rabban himself really conceded previously, in the early paragraph, remember? That even the Rabbanans are rooted in what? In the Shavuot of Hasina. Remember that? So like, why is the Ramban making such a big fuss, seemingly on the Rambam's Losasur? I mean, be it Losasur, be it Shavuot of Hasina, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be the Raisa based on that. So all these kashas, the Rambans are, he's hurling all these arrows at the Rambam, and what about himself? He also seems to attribute things back to Sinai. That's what he said in the previous paragraph. That's the Vachanan's kash. But meanwhile, the Rambam is going on and on and on and on. So it comes out, you should get Malkus according to that Mandam, all these types of Shavusin, and more. So that's in terms of Malkus. Furthermore, according to this Shita, we should be Machmir Ma'od, B'divei Sofim, Shekum Torahim. Ein Beinem Shum Hefesh. According to the Rambam, we should have the same Chumrah, same level of Chumrah by the Rabbanans, because it's all the same. Ein b'neim shum hefesh, ein b'torah davar chamur yosef min hashvus shel divrayim. The only thing more chamur than a shvus rabbanan would be el b'mechuyave krisus omisos. In other words, if a lav sheish b'karis omisos based, then that's more chamur than a shvus rabbanan. Lo b'chay be'lavin, not chay be'lavin. Because why is shvus more chamur than chay be'lavin? Shekol divrayim evi rabbanan lava asehem. That is what the Rambam is saying. If you have a lav that's just a lav, albeit with Malkus, and you have a lav asay, but it's no Malkus because it's based in, So what's on a higher level in severity? Apparently the Rambam is saying, Yechidus, that you have a lav de essay, even if the lav is not a lav sheishbo malchus, that's on a higher level, a hierarchy, than a lav that's no essay, even if the lav is yeshbo malchus. So the Rambam is saying, the Ramban is asking, on the Rambam, so that means that the only thing that's higher up on the totem pole than a shavus rabbanan should be a lav sheishbo karis. That would really outweigh the fact that it might not be an essay. But vis-a-vis stama lav, this is more chum, it's lav and asay. We know the lav and asay is more chum than stam alav. For example, asay doch halos asay. But if you have an asay versus halos asay the asay, it's not doch. See, once it's bumping and gets halos asay the asay, it's not doch. So the Ramban is asking, every shavuos should be higher than an stam alav. It's only lower than an alav, sheish bukaris. And yet, we know the opposite. The Rabbi is saying, the v'chol ha-talmud, we omim heftach mizeh. Chazal all over say the opposite. Sharei heim donim kol divrei sofrim lahakel. They treat divrei sofrim drabanan lenially. Now he's going to have he's going to break this into categories. For example, you have isurim, you have mitzvahs. So let's see, mehem be isurim. For example, among the categories would be by isur. Kemosha amru, the famous rule, this we all know in our sleep. Safteka del raisa l'chumra, safteka rabbanan l'kula. So what's his argument against the Rambam? What should it be? Safteka rabbanan, it's a safteka in l'sasa. Furthermore, vehekelu b'chshash isurim didivreim lomar, quote, she'ani omer. In other words, by isurim rabbanan, I can make a tria. I say this one fell in this one fell in that. We'll see. Perkushin shapsachim. Here again, Gemara. Amor damina shani omer, b'drabban, b'devaisim yamrinan shani omer. What is it referring to? If you have two boxes, one is chveis truma and one is chulin. And now something of truma falls into one box and something of chulin falls in the other box. I don't know which fell into which. Worst case scenario is the truma fell into the chulin and you don't have enough to mimvatel it, and now I have to be machmir not to eat the chulin if I'm not a kohen. But if we're talking about, let's say, truma drabbanan, so then we have this idea called shani omer, that I'll say the truma fell into truma and the chulin fell into chulin, and the chulin is mutter as it was before. Why? Because shani omer. So you look at the Gemara, you'll see, so that's the point, that you see by drabbanan, I can say shani omer, not by deraisa. See, it's another aspect of leniency by Rabbana, shani omer. Another thing, the aminu haktanim she'enem lu'im lahayid, we trust the ktanim who are not typically kosher for edus, kimosha amu sham in tzachim there, the dikas chametz drabbana, the new rabbana be the rabban, they could say that the room was checked. They're not kosher edus. Oh, drabbana, the chametz were more lenient. The chen binyan tchumen. Tchumen, we say, is drabbana according to most tanaim. I remember this as far as we used to walk. That's the tchum. One of the ha'aris I saw in this particular raya is that the Gemara, the Rambam is sounding like the katan is neman even as a katan. The emphasis is that over there it doesn't say that. It says that he's a gadol. He can say as a gadol what he remembers as a katan, that they used to walk this far. The Rambam is mashma a little bit that he's saying it as a cut. It's not correct. It's not quite what we have in our Gemara. The book in Shulchan Aruch Shin Sadites, cutten loba the cut. Now, neman hagad loma zochar amisha atkan hayinu boyim b'shabes kishayisi cutten. This is interesting. Ha'ar, the Ramban seems to assume in this place it was a neman is of a cutten. All right, maybe he means it because he's telling you about what he was as a cutten, but it's because it's Rabbana. That's an erbin and ksubis. So that's all within Isurim. Like it says, Mehem be Isurim, right? Remember those words, Mehem be Isurim, the second line, Mehem be Isurim. So you see, Drabbanan, Isurim are more kal. That's Isurim. Mehem, oh, the mitzvah say kilu. Furthermore, the chamu meko by Drabbanan is by mitzvahs. Amru, the following Gemara brachas chavalit. Saf, the karu kriyashma, saf, lo kara. Doesn't know if he said kriyashma or not. So, this madam holds ena chos of a kori kriyashma. You don't have to repeat. Be suffik. Suffik am emes diyatsiv. Suffik go amar, which has a chios mitzvah mitzvahim in it. Then you're not sure if you said that bracha of emes diyatsiv go al yisrael chos of a omer. Why? Emes V'yatzev. My time, ma kriyash madra. Banan, Emes V'yatzev d'orais. So what do you see by mitzvahs? That's what's the Rabbanan with more makel, what's the Raisa with more machmen. V'lo od, further Marban says, Ela afil dvarim hasosrim zeazeikim. Furthermore, by the Rabbanan, even if you have a tardi desasri, internally a contradiction, they're also going to be makel. How so? Amru pepem madikin. Here's a case in Shabbos, second parak. Amru lo shnayim, seva rov aleinu. Two people said, go make an Erev for us. So now, le'echad, Erev Olam Mibod Yom. One of them, he made an Erev before Ben Hashmashes. Now, halacha is with the Erev Tchumen. In order to be able to walk 2,000 Amos from where you put the food, you have to have the food there before the onset of Shabbos. That means you kone Shvisa, and then you determine 2,000 Amos from where the food is, right? But the rule is that the food has to be there before the onset of Shabbos. So what do we have here? One, now Ben Hashmashes is called Safek Yom Safek Laila. If it's Nechal before Laila, then it's not going to be Kodesh Visa for you. Now the Shaila is what's Ben Hashmashes. So here's the case. So for one person, the Erev was placed before Ben Hashmashes. Nibol Yom. And the other person, the Erev was placed Ben Hashmashes. Now, for the person that was Ben Hashmashes, if it's still Yom, that qualifies. You can't put it when it's too late, but maybe you could say it's still Yom. But what happens now? Zesh Erev Olam Mibod Yom, Nachal Ruvu Ben Hashmashes. The one who put it before Ben Hashmashes started, but during Ben Hashmashes, it was eaten. If Ben Hashmashes is still Yom, then it was never placed here in the onset of Shabbos. But if Ben Hashmashes is Laila, then it was fine. Then you konish visa. When I placed it, Ben Hashmashes, so after dark it was gone. But Ben Hashmashes, if it's Yom, then it was fine, because it didn't get in until after dark. But if it was already too late, then it's not also not going to work. But now you have two Erevin, and Manafshach, one of them is not going to justify that person, you know, walking 2,000 Amos from the spot. What do we say? Shneim Kanu Erev. Both are kona Erev, and they can determine where to walk from where, from there. The Shalom Manafshach, in fact, the Gemara. How can you say that? Ibn Ashmash, Yimamahu, if Ibn Ashmash is considered day, Sinabastra Likni, Kamalo Likni. Then the second guy should be kona, because Ibn Ashmash was Yom, and then it was eaten after Chashecha. But the first person, it was too late. Because, I mean, in other words, it wouldn't work because it was eaten before the onset of Shabbos. It's not going to work. Ibn Ashmash is Yehu, it's in Kama Likni, because he put it there early enough and then it was gone after dark. But Basra Lo Likni, because it's already too late. The more answer is Ibn Ashmash is Sveikahu. Sveikid Rabban Lukula? Kalomar, in other words, Zilachul Kula, Zilachul Kula. In other words, I'm not bothered by the fact that it's internally not consistent. So, by the way, what do you see? We're talking about Rabbanan is a whole different scale. So okay, it's another right. V'od okrin. So that we talked about how we are makel b'isurim b'isurim drabanan, and by mitzvahs drabanan, even by tarid desasri. And now another dimension by drabanans that are cool. V'od okrin divreim tadir. Chazal, often we find that we are okir isurim drabanan constantly. Kimosha amru shabbos davdalit. Hidbik pas b'tanur. You put bread in the oven. And now, are you allowed to take it out? Right? That's the Sugi V'chatei, Shri's Chavirecha. What is the Isser involved? The Drabanan. The Diyas HaPas is considered an Isser Drabanan. But if you leave it in the oven, it's going to beg the person to be Chayv Skila. Shaila is, can one other person do it to save this person for Skila? But there's an Isser Drabanan involved. Hitilu Radosa, Kodim Shiyava, Libe Yisra Skila. Emes is, at the end of the day, there could be possibilities even for devices for such a thing, because it's still not skila. But Rabbanan assumes based on the fact that it's the Rabbanan. V'amru, another example, that we're matiri surim, we're okiri surim for the sake of, you know, a greater concern. Bitu klei meichano drabanan. If you have a kli that's functional, and then you use it, you put it on Shabbos in a situation that it's compromised as a kli that can't be used anymore. So that's a shayla drabanan, isa bitu klei meichano. words, it's a derivative of muksa. In other words, to take something which is usable and to put it into a situation that now becomes muksa and it can't be used is an isud rabban. Bitul kli mehichana, from what it's prepared for, from what it's stationed to be. So now, the case over there is, let's say an animal falls into a river. An animal is suffering and you want it to climb out. You're not letting it help it out because you're metaltel the animal. Muksa. But what can you do? You can throw pillows into the water. The animal will step on the pillow and then be able to step out, possibly. But by putting the pillows in the river, it's going to get ruined. First of all, the animal is on it, so it could become muksa then, and it could be it's going to get full of water. Whatever it is, becomes unusable. And can you take a kli and make it batel meichana? So my answer is, bituke meichana drabana. But tzav al-chayim is deraisa, according to the Gemara there. The shalan b'amit in el-metzias was deraisa drabana, but the price is deraisa. V'asi deraisa v'dachi drabana. So we're talking about two levels, deraisa drabana. But according to the Rambam, well, it's all deraisa. It's all the din of l'sasa. And so what do we say? That the deraisa is dachi drabana, v'apishat tzara zeh, lo aso adam zeh. He didn't cause it. He's causing the kli to become batel meichano. He didn't throw the animal in the water. The lo garam also a behemah. He should not from elam asamayim. The animal fell into the water. Haya bitul kli meichano kal beineya. But they looked at the iser kli bitul kli meichano as a very light iser. Ma'od meisha enam na Torah. Rabbanan. So let's look at the hierarchy. The dachu also biyadayim. They mamish web biyadayim. You can do this iser. What do you do? It was aser. The Zerab Ma'od the Talmud, it's common, ubiquitous. Loma Asi Asei Doraisa V'Dachi Amavatel Asei Rabbana. You're getting the gist of this, right? I'm going quickly because I want to see, what we really need to do is come at the other end and see what the Rabbana is going to say in contrast to the Rabbana, and then to appreciate the whole, what the Machokis is really, so what is the Rabbana driving at? How does he differentiate himself from the Rabbana? But he's going on and on and on. V'chein Machokis Tebein HaChachamim, in Higlus there. You ask a Shiloh from one rabbi and he says something, another rabbi says something else, and do you have a right to follow the lenient opinion? Things of this nature, or do you have a right to follow psak before you question it? So we're going to see differences derisa versus rabbanan. Machok shtibin hachacham hinigudze. Kimo sham bigmar v'dizara. Echad osev echad matir. Ima ya echad gadu b'chacham minyan halich achara. So you follow the one who is greater. The post is greater. The imrav, they're both equal stature. But the rice halich achara machmir. The Raisa, follow the one who gives you the sack of Chumrah, Drabban, Lechachar Meko. They're both equally of stature, follow the Drabban, but Drabban, you can follow the one that's Meko. I mean, you could bring many countless examples, we all know. Drabbanan, you could be, you know, there's more room for leniency. Ugdom is the one ro'od, Ervin. Vishel Sofim, Osin Maisa, Vakach Donim. First you act, then you can question whether it's right sack or not. But the Raisa is, you don't act, if you have someone who's questioning it right now, hold your horses, don't act yet. Perk Misha Echshech, Amrin and Shabbos. Maldetem Refzid Mu'at Nami Chashashu Kamash Balon. Also has to do with some situation of waving a Drabbanan. Let's see. Also, I think it's Bitu Kim Heichano over there as well. Kof Nun Dalit. An animal had on it glass, klizachuchis. So can you, you're not allowed to move it, but you want to let it drop. So for certain types of kalim, it's going to, anyway, not going to, it's not a full kalim, it's just glass. Anyway, you can use it and recycle it. So if it drops, it drops, no problem. I don't have to put pillows around, I'm not to put pillows around so that it will get cushioned. The Gemara says, obviously, what's the chidush? The Gemara says, look, second. The kavadi mechano b'shvifi zutri. So, you might ask the kash again. You're making it batel mechano. It's not usable anymore. B'shvifi zutri. So, what the Ramban is trying to say here, Osigmar goes on and says. But there are cases that you don't do that. We got a break. So what's the chiddush? Even with the glass is going to get recycled. There's going to be shards that are going to be unusable. So you're going to have some small amount of hefsid. The majority of it is not going to be any big deal, because you can use the same recycling glass, you know, whether it's two pieces or three pieces, but those are the big pieces. But there are things that are going to break that you're not going to be able to use again. So there's a certain measure of seder. Rashi says, "Hefsed muat nami chashashu v'yavi karim v'yenech tachteim davada ef shebelo hefsed muat shenitzotzos nitazim b'shpiras and she'enim u'yim l'kulam." They're going to be small pieces that are not usable again. So maybe you could even permit putting pillow there for the sake of hefsed muat. Kamash malan, okay, for hefsed muat we're not going to be matir the issa. So what do you see? It was a chidush. The Rabban says, "The what?" Who chidush etzulam she'enam dochem divrei sofer mafil mishem hefsed muat. It was, that's a chiddush. You would think hefsed muat also we could be waving the iser. Umitamin kohanim esatzman betumah shel divrayim liros machi umasolam b'shem yiske yafchim b'machi yisal machi umasolam hulan brachas. Third parak. What do you have there? Second parak. Brachas yotes. No, third parak. What does it say that you can go tumah d'rabbanan when you have a b'seach tefach? So there's really you can chotz b'nei tumah. They used to jump. Blessed Lord Sada was a kohen. He said we jump over the aronos shel meisim to go to greet a king, even goyisha kings, because you'll be able to therefore discern the difference between the cover that we give to a mouth blessed v'dam and a kaddish baruch. So there's an inyan to run for a king. And they were even violating drabbanos for the sake of that. Okay, fine. So that's another. That's as far as the surim that we find that we're waving left and right. The af, but onshim shel divrayim, we find also the onish of divrayim is not as chomer as the onish of deraisa. So he's talking about from being matiri surim to being mako and all kinds of ways, now to the whole level of onish. Shel chachamim ein lehem elo nidui. If a violated divrei chachamim, there's only nidui. The truth is nidui is very severe. The Ramban is making light of it. I mean, the ma'aser nidui is severe. But he said, "Elam nidui k'mosh amru minadim al shneiyam tovim shel golius." Right? You violate this yom tov sheni. That's nidui. But amu boshim lachem bepurim. Sham teimar. The Gemara says that someone saw someone else doing lachem purim, put him in cherem, because it's the Ramban said not to do lachem purim. Now we get an interesting discussion, Makas Mardus. Yeshle Makas Mardus. Sometimes there's Makas Mardus. When? Some drabbanans that have a certain the pattern a little bit after Doraisis. Not all drabbanans. They koag zeros to gazubam mi divrem shemakanos or shikavalos alav or shetetzi nafsho. Commission push with the Sefer Sanhedrin. The Rambam apparently said all the Rabbanans have in it that you can force the person to do it. The Rambam thinks only some the Rabbanans that are more patterned after the Raisis. Okay, but again, we could spend time on this too. But Kolo Shel Davar, what does he say? Shadiri Sofim Chalukim Heim B'chol Dinehen. It's a whole new parallel universe, the Rabbanans. That's why the rules that govern how we relate to the Rabbanans is completely different than the rules that govern the Raisa, because we're talking about a different tier completely, the Rabban is getting at. This is the thrust of his argument. Were I to say that if one who violates a Rabbanan or doesn't fulfill a Rabbanan is actually in direct violation of an asei and a lo sasi do reis of lo sasur, haya chomer gadol behem. It would have all the chomers it should have. V'lo haya ru'im u'kulis halalu. Let's go on. V'chei matzinu she'em achmir b'chol davar shu mitzvah minat kadosh baruch hu afu al peh. The chachamim tell us to be machmir. It sounds like the din to be machmir do reis is the Rabbanans telling us to do that. That's how Dreisul Chum is Drabbanan. But anyway, it's Lachm B'chol Makam Shul Mitzvah Minat Kodesh Baruch Hu Afilu Al Peh. Even if it's a mitzvah of a Torah, Halacha Moshe Sinai, it sounds like Baruch Hu B'dvarim Shem Halacha Moshe Sinai Lachm Mehem Kishel Torah K'moshe Amar Peh Krishan Shal Kedushin Ar Chutz Lorat Halacha Moshe Sinai V'hik Shul Safik Ar Chutz Lorat Ba'aretz Asur B'Suriya Mutter Lomashim Halacha Moshe Sinai Yastek Asur. So you see that Safik Doraisa, Ivelach Mishmisina is the Chumrah. The Ulaitis Akish V'Tomar. Now here comes the possible defense that the Ramban is acknowledging for the Rambam on that this issue. Tis Akish V'Tomar Dasarav, Kimasha Amo B'chom Makam Mohaka B'divi Sofrim, Hu B'Mechila U'Betnai Me'ita. Many of the notes we came run with this idea that the Rambam is going to answer that Pshat is that the Chachamim, when they were kaveh the Isser, the mitzvah, they said, but in a case of a Suffolk, we never made the Isser. It's Kilo the Mochel on what they said to begin with. The Mechila Me'itam, like they made a condition to begin with, that the Chai Gavna, we never made the Gzeira. So it's like, Me'ikar, there never was a halacha. But tonight, it's Shehem, Hisno, Begzeira, so it's Yagim, Sha'asu, the Torah, the Chaim, the Mitzvah, Shalem, and this is an answer for all these different kashas before. Shenahalech Ben Lekula, Kidei Lechalek, Ulafish, Bin Mashahud, Vatorah, Bin Mashahud, Vatorah. In other words, to show that there's distinctions, we find this idea sometimes. In other inyanim too, let's say certain times a chum, they want to show you that it's not as chum or as derisive, so they made differentiations. Certain takanas by tumah, they said chori akli, whatever they said, that only one side of the kli is metami, not the other, to show differentiation. So all these klalim are because they want to show that it's the chachamim who created the iser, even though it's a derisive once you have it, but therefore they want to show that it's drabban, so they made these conditional things. It's not the etzem more naturally meant to be makelin. Ella mitnei hatnai hazeh. In other words, she'asu b'hen b'mitchilasan. But the Rabban responds on this: ve'ein eu dvarim hagunim v'lo shel ikar. What's his response to such an idea? It's not appropriate. In other words, basically the Ramban is acknowledging the way out for the Ram, which again is a valid halacha for the Ram, that all this is part of what the Chachamim set up in their system. But Umaisa, in terms of intrinsically, this is an Issa Daraisa, the Etzem. But the Chacham never made the Issa, so the Issa was never there. So it's like the Issurim have color. Goes on. First, I'm pregnant. Misha Meisel. God look for the Abias. You don't have those such a Torah. Cover the Abias. If some person is in a situation and outside and he has face a begging of Shatnes, which is Shatnes Rabbanan, does have to take it off. Midraisa ain chach me tuvin eif neged Hashem. The Gemara says, what lo sasi we talking about? Lo sasi shabat Torah. Talking about Rabbanan. Gemara says, think about Rav. So that's the lav. Achichua later laughed at him. Lav lo sasa nam doraisi. That's also doraisi. Amaru Rav Kana gav a rabba milsa. Don't laugh at him. Lutachachel. Komi drabbana lav lo sasa as mechinu. All drabbanans are relying. They put it as a smach to lo sasa. Mishum for abrios lo gosu berabbanan. What do you see in this gemara? Drabban going to say. There's a losasur be'etzem, the losasa deraisa, and there's chachamim that gave, like, they want to present themselves, and they was masmech what is in a losasa. That's not, doesn't mean it's a real losasa. Harei bekan mevor, shalav zed ze losasa hu kishar alav nishabat Torah, aval devreyem al ze alav, as mechinu smach bi'alma, smach bi'alma lechizuk, lo sheyeh behem min ha-Torah as hara klav oso alav. In other words, like an asmachta, the Chachamim said, let's predicate on lo sasa. Lo sasa means what it means. We'll see for the Rambam what it means. Lo sasa is very specifically defined as, we have to still haven't quite filled that in for the Rambam. What's it going to mean? Certain things that's specific to Sahedrin Gedolah, that's lo sasa. The Chachamim make a siyah, the Torah, they are masmichan lo sasa. That's not the same thing, same saying like the Rambam, that it is lo sasa. For Amar Perakira, Mishra Rabba of the Avera, this by Xeris of taking baths on Shabbos, Ashbu Akol, Amar Rabba Shemamin Ahimanda Abad Rabbanan, Shari Umikri Abayana. If someone buys Rabban, you can call him a transgressor. The Iwa Yahobar Shadvim Ober Allah Vasay Shal Torah, the Neraga Hamra also, and that's the basis for talking Mamrain cases like that. Rabba doesn't come along and tell us a Chidush that you can call him a Bayana, of course. The Shampek Mishameso Gabi Nashim Birchas Amazon. Either Raisa, if the Chama Chai the Raisa in Birchas Amazon, Asi the Raisa, Mapik the Raisa, they can be multi men. Either Rabban, Hechi Asi the Rabban, Mapik the Raisa. You see, We're talking about a different level. The mitzvahs are mivad, which is by korech, not some more together, one against the other. Hanimim deraisa, deraisa, drabban, drabban, avu drabban, am deraisa, asi drabban, vatel deraisa, nisha hu etzlam kitab arashus, shem vatel mitzvah. Vis-a-vis a deraisa, drabban is considered dor arashus. Again, another raya. Umidin ha-zokin atzma misbar ha-in bir nachol. The emes is from the zokin amami itself, you can get it clear. Kama shachasha v'darash bo ha-rabbe in ha-emes. Avu dava baru she-eino nasi zokin amami yashu v'veim klal. You can never have a zakim amri on an isad rabbana. The kacham b'shvek ha-nech nakin, I quote some more Sanhedrin later, the Debir Abneir, she-nechai ve'el b'davish has been a kodesh yugas l'chatas, u'gmiru gami param davish l'tzibur, that you need, similar to that, the word davar davar, we have gzeir shava, v'hasam en chayavin al shum isar shal divayim, v'lo shal tora nami, el b'davish shal mischai mami, shal donu karas, kin forsh b'mur d'harius. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Dir Rabbi Yehuda chai v'zakin af al tefillin. He has a limud that this one is also part of Zakim Ami. Shul mitzvah saseh neshe ikro midivei Torah pirush midivei sofin. Darish Torah v'yorucha v'lo tavin divei sofin hamuska b'kan shem gzeros shel divreim. It doesn't mean gzer drabanan. El ha-pirushim shekibu min amidus te Torah nidreshes ben o shalom du osam pen b'sina. The pirushim is what called divei sofin. I want to go through this a little quicker. I want to get to the Ramban's own shot, but I'm just going to read it just very quickly. I'll soon get to the next paragraph. Umefurish Mishnah Zul Amul Chomer Devei Sofim Devei Torah. There's a Chomer Devei Sofim says the Mishnah over Devei Torah. She Omer Ain Tefillin Lava Devei Torah Potter Chomish Tavas Losu Devei Sofim Chayev. She Ain Kibul. So it's showing you that Devei Sofim means Drabanan Pirushin. She Ain Kibul Beferish Hatul Tavas Kins Tavena Betorah, which is four Behem Shekram Bekan Devei Sofim. Koma Perusham Lo Takan the same. The word Devei Sofim means Perushin. From his parish there, Big Maharius Shkodav Shasidik Modimbo. Anything that Tzedukim agree with, it's Tarshi B'chsav, Ve'em Pshutei HaKosov, Eino Hora. That's not called a Zokin Mamri Hora, it's against the Pasuk. That Pasuk says it. It's not, Hora means it's against Tarshi B'alpeh. Zilkri B'Rav, we can read it in the Pasuk. Avodvam She'enat Tzedukim Odenbo, Ve'em HaMidrashim Kulam, Ve'em Hu Mischayv. U'besifri B'sof HaBai Sashnui, B'Gemara, Eloheim HaNachnakim, in the Gemara in that Perek, Tan Rabbana, Ki Palim Chadava, Shanu Kach. It's written as follows in the Baisa. Apiyah Torah She'yerucha, Divi Torah Chayavin, Ve'en Chayavin, Adivi Sofin. Kolomar in chiyuvo of a zakim mame ela a perush shel sofrim has to be on a some inyan the chum darshin the divrei Torah lo adavas ikro divrei sofrim. So he's trying to show you from that demara that there is not a zakim mamre on, even though it says divrei sofrim, it never means what the Rambam attributed to me. The Rambam says that you can have a zakim mamre on a takanum isra chamitz b'shash in a chamishis whatever on isra rabban. No, divrei sofrim always means the chamim are explaining pshat in the Torah as opposed to what it says black and white in the Torah. Black and white in the Torah is not zakim mamre. Zil kri b'rav. If it's a perush, but it's a perush which is a dorais. So anyway, v'lifish om the gemara zizu abaisim special. So that's Rav Meir and the omer shem kidesh adam b'chametz b'sheishal zulmala. So what happens? A man gives a woman chametz in the sixth hour. Someone else gives her regular money. And the zakim mami says that she's mutter to the first person, that it was a valid kedushin, which really Rabban said it's not, because they said it's hasabana. Vasura l'sheni uchol adam. V'heim horu shehi eches hasheni, because a chum said that the first kedushin is null and void because it was asur bana. What happened here? He was mamish being matir, an inyan of karis, because of the situation that it's what's at stake here is she's mizana who's the eshes ishia, right? So Ramban is telling you plain and simple where he disagrees in this very case. The issue is takana shel divreya, v'nogeya that hour. Ain't no nasi zakim mamre. The lo karina be al pi haTorah. Av halacha l'mosh misinai Torah. That would be zakim mamre. Torah heat. K'moshe darsha Torah shtei toes. Achas b'sav, achas b'peh. V'lezeh achidush niskavanti ba'arichi b'kan. This is what I was driving at. You know why I said so much here? Because I want you to know what I think about this case. M'neshe Torah rabim b'sav. No, he's going head on with that Rambam that we quoted in Perek Dal Rambam about the case of the chametz. Umikom makom anya kolei harab mishtabshin. The kolam of the Rambam are corrupted. Now here's what I want to get to. Then we're going to analyze more. Now that he's finished with the Rambam, he's going to tell you how he sees it. What is lo sasso according to the Ramban? Okay, now you can highlight where we are again here. Avo. Hadavar habar. Find where we are. Av hadavar habarur. See it? You can imagine Avo say, well, we've had, you know, has no sikhelem upon no sikhelem. Paragraphs and paragraphs in the Lev Sameach, in the Kinas Sofrim, in the Megillas Esther, in the Magnus Tava, like, you understand what's going on? There's Tutzach over here. Like, every line of the Ramban's got, you know, he's picking on the Ramban. This example, that example, I'll tell you what to answer. But the Ramban is getting to his point. Mikom Makom, he says, so what is the answer? He says, Adav Rabor Haminuka Mikoshibush. That is not going to have any problems. Who? Shenodia. Let's put on the record what he thinks. She'ein halav hazeh lo sasur. Ella. The ma she'amru b'peirushei ha-Torah. Listen carefully. What's lo sasur for the Ramban? The real lo sasur, not a smach of lo sasur. What is lo sasur for the Ramban? That which they said b'peirushei ha-Torah, when they're coming to say pshat in the psukim, kigon hadvarim hanidrashim b'Torah b'gzeva shava, o b'binyan av, ushar shlosh esrei midos she'atorah nidrashes behen. It was Chachama using the tools of the hermeneutical tools of the darshan. That's lo sasur. O b'mashma'us lashon akos of atzmo in the pasuk, the halal pasuk is saying. That's one group of things that are going to lo sasur. V'chein b'mashe kiblu halacha l'moshe misinai torah shabal peh. They have a masorah about something. It's not in the psukim, but it's halacha l'moshe misinai about something. Whatever that is, that's lo sasur. Shem yiru heim. The Chacham see shezeh hadaber aser amuta min haTorah, based on their interpretation of the Torah, lefi midrash hakasuv, or lefi peirusho. The Chacham are giving us pshat in the pasuk. They're telling us halacha moshe misinai. They're speaking about what the Torah has in mind, what the kavan of the Torah is. We're not talking siyagim, takanos, minhagos. We're talking, the Chacham explained to you what is the meaning of the Torah. Fi midrash hakasuv, fi pirush halacham, fi hashmua, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yiraya hu hefech, and he sees the opposite, chayiv levatel daito. So this person, as wise as he might be, has to be nichna to what the Chacham said. Ulaham b'mesh amruhem. That's the pshat of the parashas Zakim Mamre and parashas Shoftim. Zehu she'amar hakasuv ki pal mechadav la mishpat ben gamadam bedin ledin. Kolom esh niskasa mehem davar abnechla kuzi ben chokes ben mishpat ha Torah ve yisureha. Unigo eha. Ve ha'over adive bezin ha'gadol she'bedoro. Ve somech al daito over ala sev lo sasur elo. That's when you violate the lo sasur. Ba'afil, now he's going to have more kolom about these in Yonam, and say very quick again, Ba'afil mechlegu beizdin atzman bedavar, this is where Ro fits in with beizdin. Beizdin has a dispute, hochen b'macharot, k'mo she'amru b'machluktam, im shamu amruhem, im lav omdim l'minyan, they make a count, rabu hametamin, timu, hametarin, tiyaru, whatever the Ro says is what happens, tor metor, u'mashis kimo lav rubam, that's what the Torah has most of us. So what most of them agree to, who had dovish in the stavein or love in our Torah. That becomes what the Torah has among with those sasur. But over a love, the somei chaldaito she'eno kimoshe skimu heim naseh zakin manme bizman dina nefashis. But who shememah sheyatsa bezadon? He does it blatantly, brazenly. The b'tishmoy al kohen, but umsho ibud min olam hazeh min olam haba. Terrible. Bezuli katat sedukim harurim. Sheshimam b'mizrach in the east they call them karayim. They had them this time as well. Ki haTorah nitna lana de Moshe Rabbeinu b'chsav v'galuyhu sheleishtavu adeus b'chol advar manoladim. It's clear that the Torah b'chsav is going to have different opinions how to interpret it. V'chotach lana yisbaruch adin, and Hashem established for us what is the principle shenishma beis nagada b'chol mashe yomru. They are the authority to interpret for us what the Torah is saying. Whether it's Ben Shekibu Pirush Mimenu from Moshe, or Sheyomru came in Mashmos, HaTorah v'Kavanaso Fidaitam, because Kial Mashmos, it's kedai to look at the Rabban in Parshas Shoftim as well, similar language, Kial Mashmos Shalehem Hu Mitzaveh. He's commanding us based on how the Chacham are going to explain what the Torah is mine, the Nosein Lono HaTorah. V'zeu Sheomru M'sifrei Afil Amrim Me'o Yemin Shal Smo Shul Yemin O Yemin Shul Smo Shukach Yamitz V'lono Mi'odon HaTorah Yisaleh. there's a lot here, Rabbi Osai, you trust me. Shelo yom abal machlokes, eich atarach mizeh, v'anuchay adeh, v'vad Hashem toim. How, this is Sech the Horus also, in the beginning. How can I permit this myself? I know it's the mistake, and eich no malo bekachat the mitzuveh, ukein ish no gabishua, mevgamlib yom kum shechol yas b'cheshbono, his yom kippur, k'mo shehuskep, sas v'shashana. Okay, v'yesh b'zeh, tonight, get more details, it's like imam may, you understand, we want to get the other end, he's going to say what's not losos. Yesh b'zeh, tonight, is bonibo mistakel v'rishin shel horis, I told you, look in horis, b'ayin yafe well, v'ushim, there's tonight, when can a person be cholik on the Sanhedrin? There are times and places that he could, if he's made a mistake. V'ushim, hoi b'zman ha-Sanhedrin chacha, v'ro'u lahu ra, a person from the Sanhedrin is qualified. V'ho'u b'ezna gada b'davei achad l'hetir. Pavin Paskins, a particular piece of chaylev is mut. That chaylev. For who suffers the toba hora asa? So then the rule is, ain olav mitzvah lishmod v'chacham. So at this point in time, he doesn't have to listen to the majority. The ain of asher lahati la'atzmo hadam v'asur lo. If he knows it's asur, he can't be permitting it for himself. Avo yinat choma la'atzmo. For himself, he has a right to be machmir. The koshkin l'hayim mechlal Sanhedrin. First, certainly appears from the Sanhedrin. He has a right to treat himself on the level that it's chamur. Yoshev imam based on a god of the yeshel of level of name. What is his responsibility to present his argument to them? Level of name v'lomar tarnosa lehem v'hem sheyusav yitnu imo. And then comes a masal matter. V'miskimu rubam bebitul adasahu. Let's say the rogue majority say you are wrong. Sheamar v'shibshu lav sferosav. Yet then yachzav yina kedai t'machvichein. After they hear what he's saying, now here again picking up where Losasa leaves off. So what is Losasa? We understand what is not Losasa. Look at next words. Avol. Now four lines or five lines from the bottom here on page Chavav. Avol hatakonos veagzeros. Listen carefully. What is Losasa? Peirush HaTorah or Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Hashem wants the Torah to be understood according to what the Chum tell you is the interpretation, the correct interpretation about that. That is where Losasa fits in. What is not Losasa? The Rambam thought Losasa includes any situation the Chum made a takana, siyal, a minag. That's Losasa. We have to listen because of Losasa. No. He says, HaTakonos Vagzeros, Shegazu Chachamim Limishmeres HaTorah, as a preserving the Torah. Ugeder shela, ein lahan belav hazeh ella smach, smach biyam. The chachamim use losasa to sort of present their, you know, they use losasa as a smach. The ein b'hem din hamra klal. You can't have zaki mamri. The case of chametz can never lead to zaki mamri. The koshkin shamamah b'hem va'ober ba'achas men al dasher u'osa iser she'ena over belav hazeh ve'enu nechal din apash zu klal fishikua ona shamamrim lo hachotim. Okay, if you go against a chacham, it's also not good. He could not even put a nidu, says the Tana there, because he was so great. That was what he put a nidu. He never accepted the takana until he died. When it's chayvel benidui, who are covered a rav, come out for us in heaven because of the covered a Torah. Vali atakana kimosha amr b'shushis shabrachis. Vali yezeb is mandi nefashis b'mei akavim halala ba'asa ma'isa ba'amra asa b'davar shemevi l'chiv koris v'shel devreya ke'inim b'chametz v'shashishis. It has something to do with could lead to koris v'lo gil amr onesh el nidui. It's against the Chacham. He said, give me water, it's not enough even to drink. Because of the Chassidus of Rabbi Akiva, he wanted to make sure he didn't tell Yadai not to go against the Chachamim. That he was so zahir, this basically ends the Ramban's words, I know it very quickly, on his strong hasagas. What he's going to do next, hopefully we'll have a chance to get the next section, is for now, what about mitzvahs of Megillah? It's a little bit more on this also, okay. but it's a good place to pause. Okay, I mean, he's going to get to Megillah, he's going to get to Hallel. I want to leave you with a question. Okay, this is a major discussion. We have to know how to learn up this Machlokes, the Rambam, how to understand the Machlokes. And I'm going to present two questions here to leave you with. And also take this as well, because it also be helpful to Chazan. Question number one is like this. Rabbi Chanan de Vesofim deals with this very much. Question number one is, according to the Rambam, I understand why we have to listen to the Chachamim who made a Takana, a Siyag, etc. The question is, according to the Ramban, what makes us obligated to listen to the Chacham? They made a siyag. Why are we down? What makes us down by it? Like what? It's not a l'sas. They were masbech l'sas, but the Torah didn't have this amal with l'sas. So what's mechayev me? Good question. Another question, which maybe you can use to answer this question, but either way you have to figure out the answer what to say. I mean, there are all kinds of machshavas here, I tell you where ways you can go. Rabbi Chana goes at first one way, but he says it's not enough. It's not going to help us completely. There's notion called Ratzon Hashem. There's mitzvahs. Show me where it says it. Black and white. This pasuk, that pasuk. The Rambam would say it's in Losas. There's notion called Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Torah says, you know, what it says, you read between the lines, you understand what the Torah also has in mind. You can read God's mind at some level. The Chacham are given authority and latitude to metaken things, and the Torah wants it to be Siyag Torah. Come the Chacham and make Siyag Torah. You're going to tell me Hashem doesn't want us to listen to the Chacham? Of course he does. So do I have to find a chapter and a verse? No, I don't. It's Ratzon HaTorah. That's one path, one mahalach, which he presents. And this opens up, obviously, a big issue. Rav Shimon has something similar to that. The fifth Shulchan Aruch, common sense, Seichel. Seichel HaYashar says you have to listen to the Chacham. Rav Chaim, quoted by Rav Chaim, goes in a different direction. He starts saying that at the end of the day, Losasur and the Rambam and the Ramban are not so far apart. It's a question of how you define the Losasur vis-a-vis the particular Rabbanans. And we'll discuss that maybe next time, more at length. That's a whole other mahalach. But I want to leave you with one more question. That is, why is Ramban making such a fuss about the Rambam that there's a Losasur and it comes out there for the Raisus versus the Rabbanans? It should be no different. The Rabban himself in the very previous paragraph that we did last time talks about how the Bahaki can't Rabbanans because the Rabbanans were also part of the Shvuah Har Sinai. They were makabel the Shvuah that they keep the Torah according to Rabbanans. So at the end of the day, when I quote Losasa, when I quote Shvuah Har Sinai, it's still Chamor, like a Doraisa. So Be'emes, that's what he writes here in Oscha. They have a newer edition. It's in Chel Shena Kovetz Shirin, the whole thing. And then they have a special sefer where they just published it by itself with Ha'oras on the bottom. He says, what he says initially about the Ratzon Hashem idea, he says, Ein Zeh Maspik, the Birshit is a Ramban. Because the Rambam writes, and he quotes that Ramban earlier, the paragraph that we did last time, Kibu Mashi Kibu Kfar, Ad Kan Loshen Ramban. So, Masha Utzvacha, Kabbalah Miuchedes, Amikra Megillah, and so on, Tepukim Mikra Dilo Sasur. So that, second, Mikol Mokum, Lamadam Mifurish, Medivya Ramban, Shigam Hu Sover, Shen Itztavu Yisrael Bissinai, Shikabu Alein Mitzvah Space Nagodah, Ein Hefish, Beineyam Lido Raisa, Ba Mira Sinai. The Ezanaf Gemina in Yesh Bazeh Matzivu Yishmo Divei Chacham Hu Mekwadu Lo Sosur Oh Mehalach Hamosh Misina Dehu Nami Dorais. And here why is ravings of Chaim. That's what we'll pick up next time with this Nekuda that he brings. It's an Oslamid Beis in this edition B'Shem of Chaim. There's a Yisod of Chaim, and I'm going to tell you something very interesting. If you really want to get into this on the Shabbos, whenever the Meshech Chachma Parshas Shoftim that I mentioned earlier, he learned Pshat in the Rambam the way Rav Chaim was Pshat in the Ramban. Okay, so in other words, we're going to try to split Lo Sasser on different levels. Does the actual it's nice itself and Isser itself become that's the Isser, or is the Isser more Kolistik Inyan to listen to the Chachamim? That's really the Chakira. Is it about the Isser for itself? Is a Shnia Arayis an Isser Erva? An Isser Bia Arayis? That relationship? Or is it an Isser in the sense that you have to listen to the Chacham? Is it a Kolistik Inyan? And that is the question here. According to Rav Chaim, that's Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. That's what it comes down to. Meaning that the Rambam would see it as the Isser itself for itself, and the Rambam sees it's Kol Yistik Inyan. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. The Rambam never meant that it should become an Isser Prat. And that's a lot of the Lumbus is going to revolve around that. We'll have to see how much we'll get done. Okay, well, say, have a wonderful Shabbos. How many of you will be around for the next week? Okay, good.